Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
The Playmaker.
Hi, I'm Chloe, and this is The Playmaker from Tortoise. One story every day to make sense of the world of football. Today, how has Eddie Howe kept Newcastle safe from what looked to be almost certain relegation? When Mike Ashley sold Newcastle United to the Saudi investment fund last October, there were immediate questions. First were the moral questions asked about the new owners, and second was whether the manager, Steve Bruce, would be kept on.
And after a brief 10-minute conversation with the new owners, where we talked about the team and we talked about injuries and we talked about the training ground and we talked about... It was very, very informal. They just said, carry on until... You know, I'll carry on until I hear otherwise.
Steve Bruce did hear otherwise.
Newcastle United have confirmed that Steve Bruce has left his position as head coach.
His employment with Newcastle was terminated by mutual consent just 5 days after that press conference. The media also talked about the possibility of the club's new owners immediately investing vast sums of money in the playing squad. But there was a problem. Newcastle looked doomed to be relegated to the Championship. They were rock bottom of the Premier League, having failed to win any of their opening 12 games under Steve Bruce. They'd earned just 6 points. Who would take on this mission impossible? Eddie Howe accepted it. Steve Bruce had described him as the fella from Bournemouth who got a team relegated. Others were sceptical too.
I'd probably say if I attack a manager, somebody like Eddie Howe, but as he had...
Hold on. What, Jack?
He's gone... Jack, first Newcastle corner Jack. We get, he goes, Academy Investment and Eddie Howe.
Jack, I know this is probably hard to understand and grasp, but you could be one of the richest clubs in world football. Okay?
Yeah.
Okay, probably will be, right? And you want Eddie... No disrespect, I like Eddie Howe. But come on, Jack.
After two games, Eddie Howe's Newcastle had drawn one and lost one. Not much improvement on Steve Bruce's performance. And no team in Premier League history had ever escaped the drop after failing to win their first 14 games before.
You might mean you're, 6 points from safety, not playing well. It's all well saying, oh, let's get to January, but you could be cut adrift. Who's want to go? It's difficult to try and get people to go to the North East anyway, never mind if you're in a relegation battle.
But now they've achieved that 40-point mark necessary for survival with apparent ease. There'll be no nail-biting end to the season for Newcastle. They did make some signings in the January window, but there were none of the big-name arrivals that were being mentioned in the press. Perhaps the most famous new hire was Kieran Trippier from Atletico Madrid, but he picked up a serious injury soon after his debut for Newcastle. So how exactly has Eddie Howe done it?
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
first of all, it's only fair to say that while Newcastle didn't bring in any global football superstars in the January window, the controversial new owners did spend £92 million. That's the largest ever winter spend in the Premier League. And Eddie Howe targeted the right type of players to make his system work. As he says, the process began with discipline.
We came in with a clear plan of what we needed to do. We needed to first become hard to beat. I think you've got to get the basics right. So we spent a lot of time working on our shape and drilling the players in certain aspects of play.
Through those methods, he's improved the form of the existing players. Brazilian Joel Linton is perhaps the best example of the kind of transformation that Eddie Howe has made. Joel Linton played as a striker before the new boss arrived. He'd scored twice in his first season on Tyneside and only four times in his second year. Yet Eddie Howe recognised a different quality in Joel Linton, an ability to play in a deeper midfield role. After a man-of-the-match winning performance in a 1-1 draw with Manchester United, Eddie Howe said that Joel Linton's technical ability suited the new role and that he took to it with few instructions.
He had the most touches for Newcastle, won the most tackles with two, made three interceptions, made the most ball recoveries, won the most fouls, won the most aerial duels and completed the most passes.
It's not just Joel Linton that's been revitalised. Eddie Howe has given the side an identity, hard-working, pressuring and pressing. They look to steal the ball back quickly from the opposition and make quick counter-attacks. It's about making the most of their time on the ball. Newcastle have the second lowest amount of possession in the league, yet they take the seventh highest number of shots per game on average. So Eddie Howe has done it. He's defied the critics and the statistics and kept Newcastle up. It'll be interesting to see what happens when he's handed more money to spend on transfers this summer. Thanks for listening to The Playmaker. It was written by me, Chloe Beresford, and mixed by Matt Russell.
The Playmaker.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free. Or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hello, I'm John Curtis.
And I'm Rachel Wolfe. This week on Trendy, in 3 weeks' time, voters in England and Wales will go to the polls to choose local councillors, mayors, and police and crime commissioners. Why do these elections matter? Do they matter? And what do they tell us about the state of parties going into the general election?
To listen to the episode, search for Trendy on Tortoise News, wherever you get your podcasts, and follow the feed to make sure you don't miss a single episode.